Hello.
Yeah. Rooftop kitchen.
Okay. Often chefs here.
Yeah.
Lady Hop, not her real name, is my guide. We're looking around a rebel restaurant somewhere in Bristol. I can't say where or give too many details about the group running this place. They're worried they may get shut down or inundated with more people they can cope with. An anarchist collective is squatting this building and using it as a restaurant. They have opened up for 4 nights only. Then we'll move on to somewhere else.
Okay, so for starters, we've got a choice of 2 soups. All the food is traditional Central Colombian food. The first soup is a light potato, spring onion, coriander and lemon soup. The alternative to that is a lentil and tomato soup sweetened with parsnips and squash.
The menu sounds great and the place looks stunning. All dark wood stairs, velvet curtains, decorated with pieces of art and black and white photographs. There's candles everywhere, you can even smoke here. It's quite odd being in a public place full of cigarette smoke. The people running this, I think, are trying to fight back against the chains and pricey restaurants that dominate this part of town. It's not for profit and the customer chooses what to pay at the end of the meal. But it's working. The rebel restaurant is completely booked out.
A lot of us work in the catering industry and we wanted to sort of do it for ourselves rather than working for other people's money. And reusing disused buildings, kind of, especially in this times and all that. Yeah, and kind of, you know, work collectively and see what you can get with very little money and what you can create.
So you're going to open up for 3-4 nights?
4 nights we're going to run for, Wednesday to Saturday. This one's a sort of testing ground / experiment and we'll see how it goes and from there we'll see where we go. Each building that you have has a different character every time of year, has a different feeling, and it's quite nice to not be constrained to being open all the time. We were booked out a week in advance. Crazy, considering we didn't do any... We kind of were booked out before we even put the flyers out. Just word of mouth, I guess, and people seem to love it.
We organise horizontally, so that means that there's no leaders amongst us. Quite a misconception about anarchism is that there's no leaders, but I think it's more about everyone taking on the lead in doing certain stuff, but there's no leaders in terms of telling other people what to do. Everyone does what they're capable of and leads in their own way. So this really is a shared dream of many people that we've come to by consensus.
How come you've chosen to come here tonight rather than one of the many dozens of restaurants in Bristol? Why this one tonight?
I know of different events that the people that are running the place have done in the past, so I know like the standard of what they do. And second along is also like there's a philosophy behind it. You call it almost like for the love of it, you know, like
actually I'm eating Colombian food, which looks exciting. Yeah, caldo or something like that as a starter, and the main meal was called
bandeja paisa. That's a traditional Colombian plate.
And a new team of chefs every night?
Yes. Every night's a different chef and crew, different menu, different... I mean, lots of people really enjoying cooking, so it's nice to have different people, different opportunities to cook, you know? And it also means that everybody does a little bit of everything, you know? Most of the people that waiter will cook and people that do front of house will swap and will... You know, because every job within the catering industry is just as important as each other. There's no restaurant without somebody washing dishes or somebody making drinks.
Are you trying to make money out of it? Is that partly what it's about?
Well, it's non-for-profit based. The idea would be if we make a little bit of money on this, then we can buy some better equipment, have a bit of kind of revenue behind us so that if we do another one, there'll be a bit more. We can give the chefs more money for the menu each night and we can buy some nice equipment and, you know, all the sort of stuff that the most restaurants have. We're kind of, yeah.